Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to a special edition of our first annual Poetry Slam. Yay! You will have to excuse me. I will beg your pardon right now, as I am a little under the weather. But, you know, as they say in show business, the show must go on, and the show definitely is going on. As promised, this is our poetry night, and I am your host, Miss Chanel. I don't know as many of you know, I am also a poet, and I've been writing, let's give you a little bit of that. I have been writing, actually, since probably about the age of 12, writing just a little about everything, not nothing in general. And then I decided that I wanted to start writing poetry. And so my love for poetry evolved, and there you have it. So I didn't really write it to share with initially. That was not my intent or my goal. But eventually I came to the realization that I'm pretty good. So I was invited to speak at my church, join the poetry club at my church, which is where, and Nakia, if you are online, we do have Nakia Cherie, who is also a poet, you may remember her from the show about a month ago. I see I have another caller on, however, I don't show you, I can't see your if that shoes, so if you could please hang up and dial back in, I would so appreciate it. But I started trembling when I had to read my poetry aloud, and you know, the rest, as they say, was history. So I am going to kick this off with a piece that is called Hello is Free. So it goes like this. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hi are greetings I use daily. They are all free. My grandfather would tell his children, hello is free. I walk from my building and rope to my daily routine, passing several co-workers along the way. I say, hello, or good morning, and most often, nothing is reciprocated. My response to the nonverbal I observe is often a light chuckle, shaking my head and repeating what my papa would say. Why are we waiting for someone to speak, greet, or acknowledge us first? Our lights should shine, and we should look the world square in the eye and say, hello. How else do you use your gifts? Are you awaiting to use them in the church, the sanctuary, or the pulpit where you see the same individuals weekly? Wake up. They are not the ones who need a witness. We should go after the sheep who do not know his name. How? It is very easy. Quite simple, in fact. It all starts, say to you, my audience, my guests, hello. It looks like I'm not sure. I see that it's on. Let me try something else. But I do see you. So we are going to hit this off. And the way this works is quite simple. This is how, what you do is, if you desire to speak a poem or your verse, just press online. You will have to call into the show, actually, by dialing 323-642. There you go. 1154. Nakia?
Yes.
Nakia?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
this
here.
Evening?
I'm wonderful.
Great.
How are you?
Ooh,
I love
awesome.
Your poem.
Awesome.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just thought I'd just start us off with a little hello and get us going. You have to excuse my voice. I'm a little under the weather, but as you said, as they say, in show business, the show must go on. So,
hey, you're doing
you so
wonderful,
for,
so no worries.
Thank you so much for joining us again. I so appreciate it.
No problem. I'm excited. This is, you know, with it being National Poetry Writing Month, this is an awesome way to kick it off and share poetry with the world. I love poetry. It's definitely one of my dear attachments in writing in general. Addition to the novels, poetry has always been a staple in my life, so I'm definitely excited to be a part.
Well, I'm truly, truly excited. I can't wait to hear what you have in store for us. As I was explaining to the listening audience, if this is your first time listening to the show or tuning in, this is how it works. When you desire to go ahead and give a poem, just press 1 and I will bring you on the line. You will sit in queue for a moment until I see you and bring you on. And then once you give your poem and give a little background, please state your name and where you're calling from as well. I'm also doing a contest for those in the Mansfield area. If you like Athens Greek Restaurant, I am giving the first 5 people from the Mansfield area who call in and read or recite one of their poems the opportunity to have lunch with me and the staff. So please, by all means, go ahead and press 1 so that we can hear and that you can have lunch with me and the Our Voice Radio staff. So, Nakia, how long have you been writing poetry?
Poetry, I've been writing that since grade school, maybe around the time shortly after starting writing my novels. So, it's been at least since maybe 4th or 5th grade.
So what gave you the love of poetry?
The poetry, I love the fact that you can really be free. It's truly an expression of self. There are no rules. It's not as strict as, you know, you don't have to follow the normal grammar rules that you have to follow in writing novels or essays, or, you know, just, you know, when you're a child, you know, schoolwork, it's like, oh, I got to put a period here. So how cool was it, you know, to find this means of writing where you can really just kind of go and be free. Now, of course, in grade school, they teach you, you know, Robert Frost and Edgar Allan Poe and a lot of stuff that rhymes. But I started to go out on my own and find different writers such as your Langston Hughes and your Nikki Giovanni and your Maya Angelou and Sonia Sanchez. And the fact that there was the structure was, it was just something that we didn't have to be boxed in was what attracted me to this art form. I said, okay, that's something that's going to stick with me forever because I can express my frustrations through it. I can express my joy through it, pain through it. You know, anything that's going on, you can find a niche in poetry. So I've really had a love relationship with it. And through the years, you know, started doing spoken word and performing throughout different parts of the country and just really, really having that deep dive with poetry. So it's just a great art form. I encourage everyone to try it because as I teach a class for grade school on up to college about poetry, and my main thing that I write on the board every time is poetry cannot be wrong. So, you know, it's a great way to, you know, have a vice where it's a healthy vice. It's a healthy way to let things go and express joy and excitement about what's going on in life. And you just get to have fun.
Right. I read an article today where, and it just was a timely article actually for me, where it stated that those who write poetry or write period actually extend their life, have better health. It also said that they really do not have a significant issue with depression or that they quickly bounce back. It had a lot of positive key things for writers and poets because you are using that as an outlet. And so I found that very, very interesting.
That's why I'm so happy all the time, yes. I love it. It's a great article.
Right. Well, one of the things that I don't know when I started writing poetry, but I first fell in love with poetry, and a lot of people don't really realize this. It was in grade school. I believe it was Phyllis Wheatley. And no one, they're like, who is that? No one really knows who she is. It's an older poet. But I stumbled upon her in elementary school, I believe, when I was just reading. I just loved anything. I read any and everything. So I just grabbed a book out of the library, and it was something from her. And that's when I fell in love with poetry. And the other thing that I hate that people do is when I first read one of my poems to someone, they kind of discouraged me. And I don't really think that they meant to or that they realized that that's what they were doing. But one of the first things they said was, that doesn't rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
All poetry does not have to rhyme.
Exactly.
So, and I think that's where it's an expression of you, however you feel, whatever your style is. And that's what I love, because we all have different styles. Do you have a piece for us?
Oh, sure. I can do as many as you like. It's all good. Yes, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I said I can start with a piece that I perform frequently. It's called Love Poems, and it's a jazz-inspired piece. A lot of fun. It's in one of my books, which is And then there was poetry. It's on Amazon. But it's just a fun piece. So I can do that one first, get everybody energized and what have you. So I get a little loud, so I'm going to back away from the phone a little bit, because this piece is a performance piece. Okay.
You are embedded in my DNA. My heart beats to your rhythm. My blood pumps to your sweet symphony. Your presence is the essence that drips all over me, and I bask. I bask in the warmth that your sun covers me with, and I breathe. I breathe in every single ounce of your sweet sympathy. See, you are to me what honey is to bees. You inspire me in emotional tailspin unlike anything that I've ever been in, and I don't think I want it to stop. See, I'm enamored by your love and the sweet lullaby of that love travels so deep to the depths of my inner being. It makes my toes do things that simply can't be human. And I go in only the direction that you lead. And being away from you even momentarily is like the heart of a Siamese being separated from her twin, meaning there is no win. I will simply cease to exist if you aren't around to survive and can be only revived by the mouth-to-mouth that you provide. But that'll be all right. You make me think love, like life without you is impossible. Like I'm infatuated with the thought of climbing mountaintops with you by my side so we can let the essence of our love travel down to the valleys that plunder underneath our whim. And we must be fulfilling some type of prophecy, because privately I want you all to me. See, your touch as it travels up and down my body is like that of Thelonious Monk pounding away at his keys. And your words, as they travel from your lips to my earlobes, is like that of Coltrane while I free burst in the Giovanni seduction, saying, baby, come here. Let me strip you of every single stress that binds your mind. See, you know, I want you. And I know that you want me. And I promise not to intervene as I allow you to want me. So please, chasing me, baby. Coast my body up and down like a skeleton until it feels like a stuttering, baby. See, you are my musician and I am your muse. If you weren't aware before now, understand that I love you. And I promise not to intervene while I allow you to love me too, like only you know how to. So please, Billie Holiday, the loneliest Coltrane me. And I promise to Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, you, like my name was Maya Angelou. So please, chasing me, baby.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Thank
you. So what inspired that? What inspired that song?
Nikki Giovanni's production inspired that piece. I love the fact that it was like this whole, you know, counter-revolutionary piece where, you know, he's talking about the struggle and she's trying to undress him and she was like, yeah, I hear you, but yeah, go ahead and take this off. And, you know, but it was fun and it wasn't raunchy or anything. It was just fun and flirty, and it was, you know, almost the opposite of what he was looking for in the poem. And she was able to kind of bring that to life. So I just, you know, decided to say, okay, if I was to write a love poem to Nikki Giovanni's Seduction anthem or theme, you know, to that kind of cadence, this is what it would look like. And how would I describe, you know, jazz music? Because in my head, when I'm reading her poem, I hear jazz music playing in the background. I see, you know, dark liquor sitting on the table. I see, you know, I see art on the walls. And then, you know, if you think about the power of love and the fact that it can defeat, you know, all things that are counter-revolutionary, so to speak. You know, you can, if we love more, there'd be a lot less angst in this world. So that poem was kind of an ode to Nikki Giovanni's Seduction.
Absolutely. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to have to get sound effects.
Thank you.
My son gets our little sound effects. We'll have snaps and claps and we do have right. We do have our first caller, 1172. I'm coming right to you, 1172. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Doris King, Mansfield, Ohio.
Hey, Doris.
Hey.
How are you?
Fine. Beg your pardon?
Do you like Athens Greek Restaurant?
Yes, I do. I love Athens Greek Restaurant.
Well, since you are the first caller from Mansfield, you are invited to attend a luncheon with me and the Our Voice Radio staff. I'll get you details. Are you going to read for us tonight?
Asanga, I just wrote one right off the top of my head while sitting here at my kitchen table.
Okay, girl.
Just thinking about love. You know how we throw that word around, love, we love you, and do we really mean it when we say we love each other? And I was just thinking about it, and I just wrote something off the top of my head. You ready?
We ready when you are.
Okay, and it's just simply called love. What is it? I really want to know. Is it unconditional or conditional? Is it marvelous or is it miserable? Should I feel it? Is it warm? Is it inviting? Is it fulfilling? I just want to know what love really is, what it truly is. I hear you say it all the time. Do you really mean it when you say it? I just want to know when you say it to me, when you say you love me, when you tell me you love me, do you really mean it? Tell me, what is it? Tell me, just tell me, really, what is this love thing you're talking about? Because I just really, really want to know. Thank you.
All right, girl. What is love?
Love it.
And Nikki, Right.
We throw it around too lightly. When you say you love somebody, really mean it. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nakia, do you have any words for Doris's poem?
I think that is awesome. I mean, you're absolutely right. The word love can be thrown around so often, and when you think about unconditional love, that means I'm going to love you through anything. You know, rough times, if you do something I don't like, I'm still going to love you. But so frequently, especially in today's society, you know, you got the divorce rate is up. You have, you know, infidelity on an all-time high, broken homes left and right. So that word love needs to be revisited so that we can truly understand what that means, not only for love and relationships, but loving of, you know, our children. And when you go to, you know, when you interact with other people in general, are you exhibiting love to someone else as you would want them to exhibit to you, that old golden rule thing? You know, it's definitely something that's relevant, and I think that you did a great job for something that you just wrote and on, you know, on the call. Kudos.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Doris, keep listening, and thank you so much. And if you have another poem, I will certainly bring you back over.
Okay, thank you.
That is really, really awesome how she just sat there with me while in queue.
Yes.
And wrote a poem off the cuff. You know, that's another thing that a lot of people... Right.
Yes.
That's another thing that I hear a lot. It depends on, you know, what you are doing or what you're going through, what emotions you're feeling, that you can sometimes just sit down and write something off the cuff. And it doesn't take long. It doesn't have to, you know, be 50 pages of words. Something simple.
Right.
It's something that you're expressing, something that you're feeling. So thank you again, Doris, for love. What is it? I like that. I like that. So poetry, this is National Poetry Month, and I didn't know about it until you were on the show last month. Tuna, it's a month for everything.
There is a lot of celebration going on every single month, which, you know what, it's cool because it brings awareness to different issues that might be going on, as well as it gives people something to do in general during that month. It gives them a purpose. So I'm all about it.
Right. I absolutely love poetry. As I said, sometimes I sit at work and write three or four poems at once. Or I come home and just sit, I'm deep in thought about something, especially if I'm dealing with men. I really write. I write a lot for church. You know, a lot of poetry actually that I write, sometimes I shock myself, actually. It comes directly from the Lord gives me something, and then I write it, and I find that if I try to ad-lib something, it does not flow right.
Right.
I have to absolutely follow what he says and write it. And then I'm like, oh, that was good. So, I love poetry. It has really... Poetry for me, you know, to give a little bit of my background, I was an abused child sexually from the time, the age of five. And so I didn't tell at the age of five from male babysitters. And then at the age of seven, I was molested by a male babysitter who said that, you know, you better not tell or your mother's going to beat you. So I didn't tell. And then at the age of 12, my stepfather began raping me until I was 17. So the only way that I could deal with it was to write.
Wow.
That was my only form of escape. And so I was and I just would throw it behind my bed. I would never show it to anyone. I just guarded it, kept letters, wrote letters to people that I never gave them away. And so then I just started writing poetry from that because I had to get out everything that I was feeling, and that was the only way that I could do it. And so that's how I began writing poetry.
Wow. Well, essentially, poetry, you know, saved your life. You were able to, you know, write that pain out. And, you know, as you got older, were able to, you know, kind of go back to those thoughts, but in a clearer position. That's, you know, that's a brave thing to do because, of course, as a child, you know, what do you do when you can't, you don't have anyone to turn to, that you think you don't have anyone to turn to? So, you know, thankfully you had that outlet. That took a lot of strength.
Yeah, I encourage others to clearly write. Even if you don't, you know, if you're not an orator or a speaker, because I'm very, very shy. I've always been shy. So, you know, I joined a poetry club at church, and, you know, we were to speak each month at church, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm terrified. So I would literally sweat and shake, but I would do it. And every time it was my turn, I would sweat and shake and think, oh, my God, I'm going to pass out. But I did it. And so I encourage anyone who, you know, if you're afraid and if you're afraid to press one now, you know, continue to listen. But, you know, you don't necessarily have to recite, but just continue to write. You know, if you never share it, continue to write. And I just really, really encourage you to do that because it does take a lot of courage to press one. I understand that. I truly understand that. So, but continue to write and listen, and hopefully, you know, you can gain some encouragement or some encouraging words to continue. So give us more history about you and your poems.
Well, I've been writing since I was in grade school. I started doing spoken word probably in high school. Funny story about that. It was just a regular poem that I wrote about this guy that was talking to me, come to find out he had a girlfriend. And she, you know, got mad at me because of him, and I didn't know anything about her. So I of course broke it off with him, and, you know, I wrote this poem to him. It was called Tyrone. Ironically enough, Erykah Badu comes out with the song the very next year. And I read it to, I don't remember if I read it to a friend that was in my class where I grew up with her, or if she found it in my room and read it, but somehow the next thing I know, I was performing in every class in high school. That poem, mind you, it's about, you know, breaking it off with somebody, like, look, you're reaching out to me. I don't, you know, it was a fun poem to read and recite, but it actually got me, that kind of broke me out of being scared to go in front of audiences. I'm also very shy, believe it or not. I have to put an alter ego on every time that I speak and do things. And, you know, my boyfriend tells me all the time now, he's like, I can see you literally transform on the microphone before you begin to speak. So, you know, that's why you'll hear almost like a different voice. Like, she passed the phone. No. That's my alter ego kicking in. But, you know, with the great thing about writing in general, poetry or novel, fiction or nonfiction, well, mainly fiction, but poetry and fiction, you have the ability to, you know, create a reality that's, you know, outside of your own and have fun with it. So why not, you know, have fun with this art form where you can express yourself? So after I graduated high school, I started to get into it a little later. I joined actually back in the day, there was, you know, before it was Facebook and, you know, Instagram and Twitter, we had Black Planet, right?
Right. And it wasn't how it was now. It wasn't this dating site. It was actually the Facebook of our time. And through there I found Hidden Beach Recording. I don't know how I ran into somebody that was dealing with Hidden Beach Recordings, which is the label that Jill Scott started on. And they had a message board, and I would go to their website and go to their message board, and they had these ciphers where people would just go on there and write poems all day, every day. And I said, this is awesome. sometimes we'll give a topic. Sometimes we'll just rap, piggyback off of each other. A lot of them I'm still connected with to this day. But they encouraged me, to actually take my poetry and do something with it. So that was actually my first book, was poems that I wrote while I was on the Hidden Beach message board back in 2003, called Reflections of a Woman. And I definitely could see my growth, because the poems that I was writing at the time, I was in, well, you know how it is, you're in one of those relationships that just downtrodden and headed, whatever. Yeah. You write a lot of times you write your reality. It was I had revisited that book 10 years later, and I was like, oh my God, I was depressed. What in the world is going on? So I added some other poems to it to lighten it up. That poetry book was my first delve at getting into publishing, because I felt like if I can push a poetry book, then I can do anything, because poetry is the hardest sale of any type of book that you can ever write. So, because everybody doesn't, if your name is not Nikki Giovanni, or Maya Angelou or what have you, I have so many different decline letters from agents, no, we don't push poetry. No, absolutely not. Thank you for the submission, but it's in the trash. So, I just really kind of stepped out on my own from there, and it gave me the courage to keep moving. I actually sent that book to the late Elin Harris. He gave great feedback at it. At the time, he was a professor, I believe, at the University of Arkansas. He gave me some really, really great feedback. The Flowassist and, Flowetry, both of them had a copy of my poetry book at the time. I also was moderating on their message boards back then. They loved it, gave me some great feedback. And back then, you can only tell me no. So I'm going to reach out to these people, and it's a free book. If you want it, hey, great. If not, it is what it is. But, being able to really just take a chance allowed me to step out of my character more and more. So I started from there going to, my boyfriend at that time, he was like, okay, so what are you going to do with it now besides, push the book? Are you going to speak these poems on stage? And that scared the crap out of me. Like, what do you mean? I just wanted to write these poems, because this wasn't high school. This was people that I don't know sitting in a room, and I didn't know, all you saw back then was deaf poetry and this and the third. I didn't want to be judged or what have you. And again, my poems at that time were a lot of harsher pieces. It took me about maybe 6 years before I started writing lighter pieces. At that time, my poems were about suicide and molestation, rape, HIV rate, and with the adolescents, and dealing with bad relationships and all that. These were the things I was writing about. A lot of things that was happening around me. With going out on stage, I started performing at this venue called Tuesday Verses, which I'm still a part of their staff to this day. It just allowed me to really break out of my shell. I started performing with my book in my hand and doing pieces that people were dropping their mouths at because they didn't realize that I was going to get on stage and I was going to talk about a child that had, the book Key Story. It was just a hard read. It was, I literally read from this poem about a young man getting molested by his stepfather, and I was reading this on stage. But those pieces, I later got people coming up to me saying, I was going through that. Of course, they wouldn't say that in front of a whole bunch of people. They would step to me to the side. I met men that were actually named Keith that came to me and said, you literally wrote my life. And a lot of my poems I had turned into books, such as Sweet Dreams, which is about teenage suicide, and then On the Flip Side, which is about a man that he has custody of his kids, was paying child support in two different states. So there's a poem called On the Flip Side where I talk about that. He's a good man, raises his kids. And there were men that would come up to me and say thank you. So with all of throughout the years of kind of doing those pieces, I finally start to get comfortable in what it was that I was doing. But then I realized that there was also a need to talk about love. So that has shaped the last maybe 5 years of my poetry. I still write those hard pieces. I still do, you know, a lot of hard hitting things that are going on in society. But I also recognize, as, you know, the young lady just spoke on, there's a need for love to be spread. So if we don't ever hear it, then we don't ever know that that's important. So now that's been my platform in a lot of my poetry, speaking on love and, you know, loving yourself, loving each other, loving, you know, in a relationship, loving your children, just all of those things that encompass love. And it's been, you know, greatly received. So I'm now at a point in my writing where I can enjoy just writing literally everything. So this month, for National Poetry Month, I'm participating. You're supposed to write 30 poems in 30 days. So every day you're supposed to write a poem. I'm coupling it with artwork from my boyfriend on my Facebook page and Instagram, and I'm asking people, hey, give me a topic. What do you want me to write about? And that today's topic, somebody gave on sisters giving compliments to each other and being comfortable with that. So I've gotten everything from, you know, love pieces to write a poem about fried chicken fish. Okay, great. being the poet that I am now, I'm able to write about things comfortably because I'm comfortable with who I am as an artist.
What is the difference between spoken word and reciting poetry?
Well, spoken word is poetry that's written to be performed off paper by memory with a cadence, meaning some type of rhythm flow. So you're stressing certain words, you're pushing certain sounds out, you're making movements with your hands, you're giving a performance when you do your piece. Whereas poetry itself, you can just write that, and you know, you can write a piece and not, it's not something that's to be spoken. So again, that's things that I had learned coming through the ranks of being in the spoken word world. In the beginning, I didn't know that these pieces that I was reading was really something for someone to read in the comforts of their home, or, you know, just something, it was something to be read and not necessarily something to be performed. Because at that time, I had not gotten down my performance. So for example, the poem that I did earlier, that piece, I perform what I do at Versus with a live band. And I have it slowed down. We've literally got the jazz music playing behind it. And it's like people come to me and say, that poem is like my favorite song. You know, sometimes you want to just keep playing on repeat. So spoken word, you're writing it with the intention of performing it live without paper by memory.
Which is so, I'm too old. I'm getting really, really old.
I don't know.
So,
you would be surprised. I mean, you have to keep, there's the movement of poetry as it pertains to spoken word that's, you know, started during Harlem Renaissance age. You know, that's, you know, even with Langston Hughes, when he would perform in front of a jazz band, you could pull those clips up on YouTube. He didn't do it when he was in his teens, or, you know, he was maybe in his 40s, 50s when he was performing this. Never too old. Never, never too old.
Ooh, to remember? I can barely remember what I went downstairs to get.
I don't know. Well, it takes a lot of practice. I think I have to go over a poem literally 100 times before I memorize it. So... yeah. All right. A lot of fun memorizing the poems.
Yes. We are live with Nakia Sheree, a wonderful author. And what I learned last month in our conversation is that she's also a poet. So And kicking off National Poetry Month, we are doing poetry, a special show for Poetry Month. If you want to recite or if you want to give us one of your poems, please press 1. I understand the fear factor, so there's no pressure. No one can see you, which I think helps me a lot. You can hear me, but you can't see me. But no worries. You know, hopefully you are getting some good tips and, you know, some ideas and learning some things about poetry. Now, before I ask you to go ahead and give us another piece, is there any advice that you would give to someone who wishes to, you know, put out a poetry book? I know you said that that's one of the hardest books to put out, but for someone that desires to do that, or someone who is interested in, you know, taking that avenue, what advice do you have for them?
Be strong, be confident, own your work, meaning don't let anyone discourage you based off of what it is that you wrote. Take ownership of it, believe in it, be passionate about it, and put it out. Whether or not it's something that you want to do as a chapbook, which is in the poetry world we refer to as just something you literally print on your computer, staple in the middle and fold it and give it to somebody, or if you want it printed or on Amazon, self-published or what have you, don't be discouraged. Do it. There are different avenues now, a lot more avenues now than there were when I first started. So there is no excuse. There are plenty of poetry lovers in this world that now, because of these expanded resources, you can go out and touch. You do need to find where, you know, go where they are, meaning Facebook is a great tool. Find the poetry forums. Find where, you know, the Twitter lovers are around poetry. Hashtag your book. Start getting in the, you know, the pattern of, you know, hashtag poetry, hashtag spoken word, hashtag, you know, new book, hashtag Amazon, wherever the platform is, the name of your book. Those hashtags speak volumes, because a hashtag on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, people are stalking them every single minute. I cannot tell you how many new people I have that follow me on at my Instagram and Twitter are public. I don't know half of those people that are following me personally, but they find me through my hashtags. So, you know, now we didn't have this 10, 15 years ago. We had to go out and, you know, go to where, you know, where, again, go to the poetry events and things of that nature. But everybody doesn't want to recite their poetry or be a spoken word artist. So, and that's okay. But find a way to make it work for you and make it realistic. Instagram is a great tool. You can put take small bits of your poem, put it next to pictures. Make sure you, of course, have, you know, your copyright information on there so that, you know, nobody takes your work. I always encourage putting at your name on your picture so that if somebody does take it and share it, it's not a bad thing because your name is on there. So, you know, there's just so many different ways to go about doing it. Do not be afraid. Jump out on a limb. Share it. You'd be surprised of how many people you can touch and that can appreciate what it is that you do.
Right. Now, after you recite your next piece, I want you to talk about the copyright aspect, how one does copyright their work.
Okay. And for the next piece, well, you can tell me what it is that you like to hear, more so like a topic or what have you. 9 times out of 10, I got a phone for it. And,
okay.
You know.
Relationships,
okay. A mate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so. We talk for hours.
like hours upon hours, like our hours aren't our hours to admire. When conversation is speaking, it's my mind, you're intriguing. Like, I need another reason to be around you. We be speaking in tongues, only that we can comprehend, and we cause Big Bang Theory to bring life into existence. Like, the leaves on trees start blowing in the breeze when it hears conversation between you and me. See, we have Cupid at our table for dinner and a minister on standby in case we elope before dessert. Attraction is a given when it's love you are spitting. See, verbal stimulation has my mind sparked and racing. Like, what was life like before love took flight? Like, if minds didn't wrap around verbiage, was interest dead after central relations? See, beauty is more than outward appearance. Therefore, we imagine our irises be the brush to life's canvas. See, handsome is more than what happens between sheets. See, that type of thing you can get from anywhere, but if you can make love to my mind, then you can really take me there. See, our conversation has us on redial, talking throughout the day, anytime, anywhere, any place. Driving, you're connected like Bluetooth to my speaker. We envision dreams as a reality on a daily basis. There is emphasis in our kiss, punctuation in our love pattern. Our hearts are connected by the type of scientific matter dissected in doctoral thesis. In real life, we are connected. We are constructed. This is orchestrated. There is no time for second guessing. Quantum predictions determine our position in life, like me as your wife before we even met. And if there was a question of destiny being karma's mate, our example of love will be the obvious cure to doubters. But then again, forget them. Like, forget all about non-believers, because this love was spoken by an artistic muse to ancestors on both sides, and that's why we talk for hours, like hours upon hours, like our hours on our hours to admire when conversation is peaking. It's my mind, you're intriguing. Like, I need another reason to be around you. We be speaking.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sophia, I love your poetry.
Thank you. That's a new piece, actually. I read it right on my phone. I didn't do recite that. I read that on my phone. So I want to get more personable feel. That was non-practiced.
Well, you definitely cannot tell that was non-practiced. I loved it. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
You're so inspiring. You are very, very inspirational. I really enjoyed it. Now, so, all right, I have to find your poetry book. That is a must. So you will have to inbox me or send me an email with the list of poetry books that you have. And actually, because we do have listeners who are listening via the internet, and if you joined us just now, we are with Nakia Cherie. She is, as you just heard, an excellent poet as well as a wonderful author. There's no disappointment in you. None. You won't find any disappointment. I am a fan. Oh, my gosh. I am such
Thank you.
Well, I'm already a fan of your book anyway. But now I am such a fan of your poetry. And so if you desire to recite a piece, please press 1 and we will bring you on the air. We're not here to judge you. Encourage you to both speak and share your poetry for National Poetry Month. Excuse me. And so please press 1 if you desire to recite. And we do. 4360, we are coming right to you. Right now, 4360, please state your name and where you're calling from.
No, my name is Katrina Sullivan. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Katrina.
Hello. I was
so
about to be really quiet because I had heard the part of the lady that just went off, and she was awesome. And I'm thinking, I do not sound animated like that. She did a great job.
Oh, you'll do just fine, trust me.
Right, I'm so proud of you. So can you please give us a little background to your piece before you recite it for us?
A little background about my piece. I would say my piece is kind of what I was going through in a really bad relationship and looking for God for answers and just wondering, you know, why I was just feeling so much pain. So some of it was, some of it is just basically just the pain that I was actually just going through at the time of the relationship, well, after the relationship was over.
Okay, so well, we're ready when you are.
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere. I haven't read it in a long time, so it's going to be a little rusty. I am lost and I am tired. Like I am wandering. I feel like a homeless person running the streets. I'm looking to God for answers, for guidance, and a good word. Kind of like I'm looking for something to eat. But God's word, it gives me a high, but the high doesn't last, but only for so long. Because reality sets in as soon as I get home. My mistakes have become a thorn in my side. And when I look inside myself, I see darkness. My pain is like weeds. Squeezing my brain until my eyes produce tears. My past is my pain. It's like a cancer. Spreading throughout my mind. Killing my dreams and positive thoughts. Sometimes I feel like I'm dying inside. Slowly, my body aches because there is no hope for the future. I've done so many things. I tell myself, is it just karma or is it just you? I fall to my knees and ask the Lord, why? Why me? Because I said I was sorry. Then I ask myself, is it because I kept saying sorry? How sorry is your sorry if you keep doing the same things? How can I make my crooked straight? I ask myself time and time again. I am walking down a road of regrets, of money, sex, and sin. And that's, I didn't finish it, but that's all that I have. That's what I was feeling at the time. Sorry it wasn't all, you know, dramatic.
Oh, no.
That was great.
Katrina Poetry cannot be wrong.
Oh.
You did great. You did great.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Nakia, I like that statement. Poetry cannot be wrong. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I have to work on it a little more because I haven't.
Well,
I mean, I guess I was just writing at the time. Yes, that's what I'm going to keep doing. So definitely, you have inspired me to write. So I will.
Yay.
That is what I will continue to do. But one day I hope, you know, to get as animated and as boisterous and more articulate as you two ladies. Y'all do an awesome job with your poetry.
You're going to come a very long way as you continue to write. I think that the beauty of your piece and the stage that you are in your writing is that there is a lot of honesty to it. You're writing what you're feeling, and you can't get any more true than that. So, you know, be it something that you're currently in, something that you've dealt with, or something that you look to no longer deal with, writing those in your poems is what's going to make the difference. I would say, if you're looking to get to the point where you can perform live by memory or anything of that nature, or just to continue to get the motivation
to want to write and be inspired, there's a few things that you can do. One in particular, find, if you're in Columbus, I know there's some poetry events that happen in your area, find an open mic. If you find it, not for necessarily for you to perform, stay with me. You don't have to necessarily perform, but every single time I go to an open mic, I get inspired by something else I've heard. So if you surround yourself with the creativity, you're going to want to write. The second thing is to go to YouTube and look up different artists that you enjoy to be able to kind of see what new things that they're doing. Again, it's about infusing that poetry around you. And, you know, it doesn't even have to necessarily be something that is performance poetry, but just, you know, get into it. The hashtag is NAPOWRIMO. If you put that hashtag in, it'll pull up all of the poems that are being written all over the country by all different people throughout this month. And feel free to add me on Facebook, Nikkea Cherie, N-I-K-K-E-A Cherie. And you can also, you know, follow my movement. I'd love to, you know, if you have want to reach out or what have you, throw something past me or what have you, feel free to do so.
Oh, thank you. That is very nice. I'm really glad you're that I called in.
Yay! That was great.
Continue to listen, and thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course. Nothing but support. Love you, Chanel.
I love you, too.
Did she get to go to eat with you guys, too?
She can. She's actually in the Columbus area. So, Katrina, you can come to eat with us, and I will give you the details. And I told you it's the best Greek restaurant in Ohio. Yes.
Oh, well, sure. Just let me know when. Well, I'm pretty sure I'll talk to you. So, yeah, just let me know when. No problem. And is it pronounced Shakita?
Oh, Nikkea, N-I-K-K-E-A,
okay.
Yes.
Nikkea, okay.
Yes.
And you'll be there? No, I'm in Virginia.
Yes. But I am definitely salivating because I love Greek food. So you guys have some food for me. I need a great, great big Greek salad right now. I'm on a health kick, so let's go with a Greek salad. But please have fun for me, yes.
Okay, well, it was so nice talking to you, ladies.
It was good to hear your thoughts. I'm so pleased.
I will, definitely. I enjoy what I've heard, so I definitely will do that.
Yay! Well, I am so, you give such great advice, Nikkea. That was really, as you, I have a relationship with Katrina, so I'm so, I had to text her and say, okay, I'm waiting for you to call in because she's a little reserved. So I am so glad that, you know, Katrina had the courage to press one and read.
Yes.
And that your encouraging words, because that was wonderful advice. I so appreciate that. And, you know, just your encouraging words. Now, before I read another piece, please tell us the copyright information. How does one copyright, and is it necessary to copyright every single piece, or wait until a compilation is done and then just that entire thing?
Okay, well, first thing to understand, and this is something that you can get directly off of US.gov's website for the Copyright Office, your work is copyrighted the minute that you create it. Okay, so doing things such as, you know, putting a time stamp on your work, email it back to yourself, things of that nature until you're ready to send it into the Copyright Office is an awesome way to do, and we used to refer to it back in the day, the poor man's copyright. When we used to mail ourselves stuff back in the mail, that's still happening. You know, you got email because with that mailing it back to yourself, what it did was it gave you a timestamp. You know, back then it was the trick was just don't open it. Now, email gives you an actual legitimate timestamp. So I always send things back to myself in an email form before I release it out or what have you just so that I can have it on timestamp. Also, when you post it, when you do post it to Facebook or what have you, it gives a timestamp. But I always encourage a separate, you know, email directly to yourself. Print your emails out so you can have a database just in case your email ever gets, you know, deleted or what have you. Again, until you're ready to do a full-on copyright. What copywriting does with doing through copyright.gov gives you that protection. As far from a government aspect, but again, you know, the initial piece, sending it back to yourself will give you that first off, again, that initial timestamp. Because really when you look at a copyright certificate, what you have on there is a timestamp. Now, once you're ready to send it to copyright.gov, I personally do not suggest sending piece by piece. The reason I don't suggest it is because it will get costly. I have written poetry books that have had hundreds of poems in them. I'm not sending those individually. It doesn't make sense. So me personally, I suggest sending compilations. Now, if you're a poet that's only going to do one a year, great, send it in by itself. But if you're going to be doing more poems and they're actually going to be public, meaning not just in a journal that you wrote for yourself and it's just personal, but you're eventually going to publish them, what have you, or put them in a magazine or what have you, you know, send it as a compilation. That's another thing if you're doing like those, you know, the digest or different, you know, contest or magazine publications where it's only going to be that one poem, then okay, send that one poem in. But if it's going to be something that eventually you want to put out a compilation of, send it all together. Saves you money, saves you time, saves you waiting and biting your nails for the copyright results to come back in. Send it all together.
That's a plethora of information you are. You are just a jewel in a gem. Oh, my gosh.
I've done research for years on things, and I ask questions, and that was one of the most astounding things that I found. Again, I found that years ago on copyright's website. It was bold to say, you know, your work is copywritten the minute that you create it. You do not have to send this in. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. So that gave me, you know, I thought about, you know, and started asking, you know, their publisher, what, you know, tell me more about this. What's going on with the, you know, the performance copyright and things of that nature, what have you, got the understanding of that. Because let's be honest, some people don't have it. Some people really do not have that amount of money to be able to send in multiple things. That's why I suggest doing the compilations. So if you're working on a budget, but you want to do something like put it, you know, in maybe a school publication or something at your office, you know, at work, where there's a newsletter going around, or something at church where there's a newsletter going around. You don't want to just send that work, you know, just print it out by yourself. Email it back to yourself. Give yourself some type of protection to where as you do have a digital timestamp of the date and the time that it was created, by doing that before you release the work, it's going to, you know, and then again, print it out, as well as keep that email active. So some emails after 90 days of non-use, it deletes itself. So that's why I said, you know, print it out, but really you want to keep the email active, that account. So that if you do have to do, you know, Lord forbid, if you do have to go to school, what have you, nobody, you know, could have created it before this date and time if you do that before you release it to the world. Back in the day, they used to take a newspaper and put it next to the work, take a picture, because it could not have been created before this date and this time. So, right. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of people won't tell you that. But, yeah, that's behind the scenes thing. Research everything.
You taught me some. I knew about the poor man copyright. I knew about that. But, yes, I've learned some new things. Again, that was a plethora of information. Wow. So, see, God just works in ways that are just amazing to me. He always has the right people to come on the show and that I need and that others need to supply the right information. He's just amazing to me in that way. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Glad to be a guest.
So yes. My piece, this is called Our First Kiss.
Yay! Okay, listen.
Kiss. So rarely kissed. No, I'll change that too. I've practically never been kissed. It's not that I don't like to kiss. It is others don't know how to kiss me. You see, I dislike kissing someone who involves my entire mouth with his, almost as if he is resuscitating me rather than stimulating me. Hold up, my man. I can breathe for now. That was until you started giving me the kiss of death. So I skipped kissing for a while, and then I was kissed by a man whose tongue was so bumpy I thought it was I was in a potato field. I panicked. I pulled away. What is wrong with this picture? I understand our tongues consist of many taste buds, but not spuds, which you feel when engaging in pre-sexual stimulation. I never kissed him again and was not kissed for a very long time until you. You, who asked, may I kiss your smile? You, who sought permission like a vampire seeking entry into a home to enter my personal space. I have not been kissed in years because I felt I had enough bodily fluid. I did not need hold down by overly worked salivating gland. So I am not kissed ever until now. Today, during a moment when our eyes locked with yearning and sent that unheard signal telling our bodies it's time to consummate in some form or fashion, the desire was great within me, but my womanhood would not allow me to initiate, and so I waited, like the Heinz commercial of yesteryear, with great anticipation, hope wishing, and praying you could read the unspoken word, and then you asked, may I kiss your smile? Joyfully, I obliged and leaned into the most tender, supple, sweetest moment, our first kiss.
Love it, love it. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, sometimes I can write fun pieces when it's
I love fun poems. I have to say my favorite part was when you were describing the lips that like the harshness, like stop. Some people don't realize that, like, you know, just a little scooch of Vaseline on the lips will do wonders.
Absolutely, even for men. No,
yes.
Not just women, men. Yeah.
Oh, especially for men, because like you said, you know, they think that nothing is wrong. No. Please, get that together. Well, you'll be in a poem.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly. Exactly.
Love it.
Thank you.
That is funny.
So,
you're welcome.
I have to. I'm still. I hope my artwork that I want is still available. I am. Bad
oh, actually, I have it on hold for you.
Oh, thank you. I have that.
I pulled it. When somebody says they want something, I pull it for at least a month before I put it back out. So you're okay.
I am
you
so bad at words. Oh my gosh. So it's because I'm sure the audience does not know what we are talking about. So. Can you explain your other wonderful work?
Sure. I have two of them go together, so different movements going on right now. We're raising money to fund a short film for one of my books by the name of Hostile. So one thing that we're doing is proceeds from two different things that I do are going to go towards that funding. So one of the things that we were just discussing was I'm an artist, and I have a line of artwork called Poetry and Paint, some with actual poetry on them, others where I'm just having fun painting. I actually was working on a piece before I called in, so I'll be working on that tonight, finishing it up. It's just a lot of fun. Just exploring different things with artwork. So that's something if you want to support the movement, definitely appreciate it. Those proceeds, that's what it's going towards. And then I have two jewelry lines. That's the one that's two and a half. So it's exclusive by Nakia, which is just straight jewelry, all original pieces. Once I make one piece, I don't make the same one. And it goes pretty quick. So if you see something, you may want to jump on it, because when I say I put something up last night and it's gone. It's just that real. It's a lot of fun to do. I love jewelry, so it's always, you know, just natural for me to get into that. And then I partnered with a line with my boyfriend where I take his artwork. He's an artist as well. And I put his artwork in jewelry, and that line is called Exclusive Ancestor. So the exclusive line is really bubbled underneath Exclusive Ancestor. So if you're on Facebook, it's facebook.com/exclusiveancestor. And then for the artwork, it's facebook.com/poetryandpaint. And I do something different with each of those pages. For the Exclusive Ancestors, really jewelry that you're going to see is just jewelry. But it's a lot of great stuff. I have trunk shows where I go to different cities and we post up and we have our artwork and we have the jewelry. Next week we're going to be in D.C. We've got a show here in Richmond coming in June. I'll be in Nevada in October, so it's a lot of fun. And then with Poetry and Paint, I actually post both my artwork, vintage inspiration. So every morning I wake up and I find a black and white photo and I post it up and I say, be inspired. And then I also share other artists' work as well. So it's just a lot of fun, colorful pieces on there. And I'm really having a great time creating it. So thank you for supporting it. I appreciate it. Chanel.
Oh, I was excited. I don't know what, because I know when we spoke last month, I was looking for it and I couldn't figure out how to do it, get on there to purchase. But when I was scrolling through last week, when I saw that piece, oh, that's me. I have to have that piece. I have to have that piece. So, but then I got sick, and now I have to try to remember my PayPal information. So I'm going to try to figure that out tonight so that I can get that, because I absolutely, I already know where it's going, but I knew that was me as soon as I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, I love
this.
Thank you. So, yes, you will enjoy. Again, I do not steer you wrong when I tell you to put everyone that I have recommended or that I push, everyone, no one has ever been disappointed, and I don't think that I have ever given anyone wrong advice, or, you know, I believe that I have good taste, and I believe that the people that I have grown to love and come into contact with are those that God has predestined and have ordered to come my way for whatever reason. And so I so encourage the listening audience to check out Nakia's book as well as her artwork and her jewelry. Now, I know I saw on there, it was like a cigar box. Is that your boyfriend's work?
Yes, that's his work. I share a lot of his artwork on the page. He's really the inspiration behind the my artwork line. I have to give it up to him, because just him, you know, just being around him and seeing him always creating. I've only been painting for maybe a couple of months. He's been doing it for years and years and years. So I always try to share the different things and pieces that he has. So right now, he's actually doing the cigar line for a show that he has coming. It's a solo show for him in May, where it's going to be actually at a cigar lounge, and they're going to have cigar themed. He's going to do cigar themed artwork as well as the cigar boxes that have already been well in circulation. He's been taking some of his pictures and putting it into the cigar boxes, and all of those are unique as well. So for me, I always, he gets on me when I say this, but I'm like, look, cigar boxes for men, jewelry boxes for ladies. So he's like, they're not jewelry boxes. You know, listen, you know, the because a lot of women like the one. He has some really great pieces. So it goes both ways. But for him, ladies, if you buy it and use it as a jewelry box, just know that he's going to say you bought a cigar box and used it for alternative purposes. But they're a lot of fun.
Well, I did.
Some really great work.
Right. I saw those pieces, and they look, well, I actually want two of the cigar boxes. Two of my brothers smoke cigars. Well, I'm mad at one right now, but I still may do that for him for Father's Day.
Right, like we fill another
guy. Right.
Just right. Let and me so, know which one. We can send it with your picture.
Right. I have to remember how you just got back on there. Yes, I mean the work I love them. I love the cigar boxes. And I mean both of you.
And he hand makes every one of them. So everything that we do is with our own hands. So you're getting our energy in it, which is a bubble of joy. We're always bouncing off the walls doing fun stuff. But these are not manufactured somewhere in China and all that good stuff. Nothing against it, but that's not what this is. This is he actually is putting the boxes together and the paint and the – I don't know exactly how he does it, but I know that I go in and it's like, you know, pieces of stuff, and I come back later and it's these great boxes. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, they look beautiful, and so I can't wait. I do. I need to go back on and see. I think I just started following him as well last week. So, yes, I will definitely have to order my brother's cigar boxes as well.
Yes. He makes the big artwork. So I'm on the, you know, the scale of, you know, of course, I'm under his teaching, so I do. He's like, don't discount yourself. So, yes, the work is great. But when I look at his stuff, they're like the size of my couch big. It's some really, really nice stuff. So, yes.
I saw that. And they're not expensive.
No, he's
very
reasonable.
Yes.
And he does special orders. So, you know, people send him ideas all the time, and, you know, he can, you know, pretty much come up with it, you know, at the drop of a dime. So it's some really, really great stuff that he has. But I would dare say that the best things that he does is when he has full creative expression. So while he takes requests, you know, I really dare say, you know, art enthusiasts, just take a look at his work that he just does off the strength, because that's when you're really going to get the best from him. He's big into sneaker culture, so if there's any sneaker enthusiasts out there, he has a line called Sneakers on a Wire. It's an art show that he's done. We actually met at that art show last year, and it was just a lot of cool fun things. You know, you got Jordans hanging from strings. You got a Sankofa bird wearing Jordans with a Spike Lee hat on and some gazelles. It's some really, really cool stuff. His name is Julian Green. I know we've been talking about him, haven't mentioned his name. So my apologies. It's Julian Green. And that's on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just Julian Green on Instagram. It's Julian_Green. And he has a website as well. It's jgreenart.webs.com. Email is Julian Green or jgreen623. Go to the website because I forgot that fact. I'm standing in my living room trying to remember things. Follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter so you can see it. He posts daily, but some great stuff.
And, again, I have not steered you wrong. I went last week. I finally was able to figure out what I was doing. And I figured it out. And I looked at the pieces. Candy Press 1. And I looked at the pieces. And I saw, and that's all I know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. These are great. Candy, I'm going to bring you on the line. We have another caller. So 34214, Candy, I'm bringing you on right now.
Hey, Candy.
Hello.
Hi, Candy.
Hi. Hi.
How
I love
are you
your voice. I love your voice.
Like, I'm very nervous.
I'm just going to hush and listen to everything. Do not be nervous. We're all nervous. I get nervous every time I get on the stage, believe it or not. you're fine. We're in the living room.
I've been listening,
literally.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to jump in.
Yes. Welcome.
I do have something, and I'm like, I was listening to, I only got to hear one other, well, I heard two poems recited, and I thought they were really, well, aside from yours, I heard three, it was awesome, and it made me think, what should I do, which one should I recite? I've never, ever shared. I don't.
Oh, that's so cool. Yes.
Well, I have it. I'm on this website, but I just don't, and I don't. I wish I could have used a fake name. No one knows. Look, no one knows me by that. But I wrote this poem probably about a couple of years ago, and it's I thought about it because of a friend of mine, a guy I dated who passed away, and it just, like, I don't know, I dream a lot, so it made sense to call it imagination. So when you guys are ready.
We're ready
when you are. Okay. Imagine waking from a dream. You're lying wrapped in your lover's arms, safe, secure, and your heart strategically placed on two different parts of the map, destined to collide into eternal bliss, something that's so easily missed. It's not a mystery to me how we seem to be alone, but never really are. The Holy Spirit that lives in us paints a picture that only He can see. It's a mystery. Is it a mystery that we have two roles, lover and friend? Not that it's the Creator destined us to be together until the end. So relax. Let your imagination, your heart, take you to the unknown, a place where dreams are reality and love knows its own. That's it.
I love it. Yay.
I didn't know. Kudos to you. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Not as short, but it's to the point. I just, you know. Yeah.
It's fine. It's perfect. Remember, poetry cannot be wrong. You did great.
I love that, Nakia. Poetry cannot be wrong.
Yes.
Oh,
well, thank you for
Candy.
That, because I'll sometimes reread things. I'm like, what? Okay, yeah. Just let it flow.
Well, here's a fun fact. I rarely edit my poetry. And when I say rarely, I mean, like, that's in a blue moon. So, you know, if it's short, if it's long, if it's a haiku, that's fine. The main thing is to get it out. Another thing is, if you feel like you're pushing something, stop where you are, come back to it in a week, a couple days, come back to it. Two things will happen. One, you'll realize what it is that you were trying to do. And two, you'll determine at that time if it's already done or if you want to add more. Sometimes
okay.
What you wrote is perfectly fine. Everything does not need to be 2 to 3 pages. It doesn't need to be, you know, a certain amount of time. Now, if you're getting into poetry, actual poetry slams, they do time their work. So in a real-life poetry slam, you might need a piece that's 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, and you'll get disqualified if it goes over that.
Okay.
But if you're not going to poetry slams and you're just writing, do your thing. Enjoy it.
Not me.
Just, yes. If you're writing it for you, it is therapy. It is a means of relief. And it is something that cannot be wrong. Anytime that you start to get discouraged, just literally repeat that to yourself. I promise you, you'll feel 100% better.
Well, I appreciate that because a lot of times I think that I write because of something, whether I'm going through it, when I'm just thinking of something. Even talking to you guys, it just like triggered things. Like, well, listen to you guys earlier and trigger things like, I think I'm going to name that, and I'm just going to write me in the poem today.
Don't delete
anything. Thank you guys
anything.
For your feedback. I appreciate it. I appreciate
You're
your
welcome.
Feedback.
I'm
well,
so
I'm going to sign off, but I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you. So much for listening. I'm so proud of you.
Oh,
and thank you
you're welcome.
So much for
Sometimes
listening.
I forget, and if I remember, it's like I can turn this on and listen, and I'm up here baking some cakes. I can listen and bake, and, you know, if I need to chime in or write something, I can do that too. So,
yes.
Yeah, I like it. So thank
well,
you for inviting me. I appreciate
you.
It, and I'll keep listening.
So much.
That's
right,
so
ladies.
Cool. And I want to slice a cake. Thank you.
She's always.
I sweet. Love sweets, so.
Ooh, that's my
she had my heart at cakes.
Right. And she's always cooking, always cooking something. So before
y'all gonna have me move to Ohio, okay.
So before we leave, you have one more piece for us.
Sure, okay, so need one of the pieces that I've done this month for National Poetry Writers Month. And do you want something funny or do you want something inspiring?
Let's do inspiration.
Okay, so this is the one I wrote literally this morning. It was a topic that was given to me requesting for why is it so hard for sisters to compliment each other. And this is literally called Compliments to My Sister. I met this woman at an open mic one day. She had no understanding that she was one of the most beautiful women in the room. She kept a low profile. Her clothes hung loosely over her shapely body. Hair that could easily drop to her waist was tied in a ponytail. She didn't even wear makeup, but she didn't need any. If it wasn't my first time meeting her, I would have given her this compliment. Be everything anyone underestimated you to be. But women aren't supposed to pay each other compliments. That's what society would have us believe. Instead, we are to put each other down on social media and talk behind each other's back. We aren't supposed to tell each other that because everyone anywhere understands truth speaks through you. No, we aren't supposed to say things like, but even as uniqueness tells you to keep pushing. But I've always been a rule breaker. I survived a lifetime of people telling me what I shouldn't look like, dress like, be like. But to me, that's like bottling honest ambition until testimony yells. And see, I'm loud like that when I want to be. And other times, I'm just as meek. So I get it. But once I learned how to love me, I stepped into my destiny effortlessly and made sure that at every interchange, I take the time to tell my sisters, breakthrough episodes and uncover today your strength. And that's real talk. See, confidence will make you walk differently. And when you walk neck up, head up, you get it. So this is to her, the hidden beauty I met at an open mic. Just know that basically even angels and unicorns take your breath away. And it's mostly written with acronyms for beauty, but I had put some things in parentheses, but you get it.
Oh, my gosh. Nakia, I am such a big fan.
Thank you. I love that.
Wow. Oh, yeah, so you're going to have to email me so that I can purchase your poetry book and have them on hand. Because I absolutely love your poetry. Thank you. I do.
So the easiest way to get the poetry books is the same as with the novels. Just type in Nakia or Amazon. It'll pull up all of my books. I changed my name. I'm still in transition. So some of my books come up Nakia Smithers and some of them coming up Nakia Cherie, but they're both me. I have three poetry books on there, Reflections of a Woman, which is the first one I did, first book I ever wrote in 2003, Attitudes of a Woman, which I believe I wrote that in 2006, and then there was Poetry, which literally dropped last year.
Okay, so I will definitely go on Amazon and do that.
And they're all 99 cents.
They're all
99 cents. We've got like 100 poems each. Or more.
Wow. So how many poems, if someone wants to release a poetry book, how many poems do you suggest that they have in their book?
If you're looking to get it printed, you need at least 80 pages so that you can have your name and things written on the spine, which you can space that out with blank pages and copyright pages and all that mumbo jumbo. So it's not that necessarily that difficult with publishing directly to KDP, Kindle Direct Publishing. It can be whatever you like. Because I believe that poetry can't be wrong, whatever it is that you have. I just did an event in D.C., and the young lady had her chat books, which is the ones that I mentioned earlier. You just literally print them off your computer, staple it, and you know, fold in the middle and staple it. She had one book that was $2, a book that was $4, a book that was $5, a book that was $10. They were all printed books, and none of them were, you know, as large as the books that I have out. And I bought the $10 book just to show support. And she was number 5 in the Women of the World Poetry Slam that just happened last month. Again, poetry can't be wrong. There is no small, too small or too big. Do what you feel. Whatever your heart, you know, puts out to you, make it happen.
Wow. Such information. Yeah, I have learned, I myself have learned so much about poetry and the business and the art form simply from this conversation. So thank you for even suggesting, because it was all your idea, that we do a poetry show.
If you have the platform, I'm grateful to you for, you know, even with you feeling under the weather, wanting to still go through and do the show. I saw you promoting today. I try to share it on my page as much as I can. I salute you for working through that, because it did give an opportunity, like for people like Katrina and Candy, and them to call in and, you know, say, hey, this is my first time sharing it with anybody. You know, that, you know, once they have a chance to, you know, speak it out for that first time, you never know what Pandora's box has opened. So, you know, thank you for, again, giving the platform.
Oh, I so appreciate it. And I so appreciate you. And thank you to Doris and Katrina and Candy and for actually pressing one and having the courage to go ahead and recite your poetry. I am so proud of you ladies, and thank you for the listeners who are listening online. I so appreciate everyone that tuned into our special show. It has been so much fun for me. I so appreciate it.
Yay!
Any shows next week, we're going to take a week off for spring break, but we will return the following week. Do you have any last-minute words, any last-minute pieces of advice for any of us before we go?
Sure. Again, my name is Nakia Sheree on all social media platforms. Feel free to follow me. I do talk back, so if you have a question, just want to interact, feel free to reach out to me. Even with my busy schedule, I make time to talk back and respond to people. So it's Nakia, N-I-K-K-E-A, Sheree, S-H-A-R-E-E. And, you know, I just thank you all for allowing me to come and share my words with you, my love of words with you. I encourage everyone to continue to write. And, you know, if you remember that one motto that I've drilled in at every possible chance on this call, then, you know, you'll be great. Just remember, poetry cannot be wrong. So do not be discouraged. Surround yourself by positive energy, positive people. If things start to get stressful for you, stop. Remember why you do it, because you love it, not because it's a job or something that you have to do. You do it because it's something that's in you, and the words, you know, they need to come out one way or another, whether or not they are read by someone else. If they're just in your journal, that's okay, because, again, poetry cannot be wrong.
Bless you, and I am going to get with you for my artwork and my cigar boxes.
Yes.
And thank you once again, and again, thank you to everyone who has tuned in. God bless you. Good night. And please remember, pray one for another. I love you all. Take care.